to cultivate the way, one must have the requisites of Dharma, wealth, companions, and a place. The Dharma teaches one the methods of cultivation. Wealth is needed to provide the practitioner with the necessities of life. One person alone might be able to make a living in a hut and eating wild plants and roots, but when there are a lot of people, there has to be a reliable food supply that provides sufficient nutrition. For example, some people like to have milk or cheese or other dairy products in their diet. Some years later, Wang Chongyang suddenly contracted a horrible illness. His body broke out in hideous sores, which oozed blood and pus, and emitted an appalling stench. Probably the free food and clothing no longer seemed so attractive to the 3,000 or 4,000 disciples. Since their teacher was ill, they became quite scattered and lax. Most of them thought, "Our teacher gave us all those lectures on how to cultivate and end birth and death. Look at him now. He's like a clay bodhisattva trying to make it across the river. He can't even save himself. How could a real cultivator get so sick? Let's go elsewhere and look for a teacher with real skill." Thereupon, most of the 3,000 to 4,000 disciples packed their bags and left. Only 7 disciples stayed behind.
就剩下七个，剩下七个，有一个姓邱的，一个姓刘的，姓邱的就叫邱长春，姓刘的呢就叫刘长生，姓谭的叫谭长真，姓马的叫马丹阳，姓好的叫郝太古，姓王的叫王玉阳，姓孙的叫孙渊真，就是孙不二。这7个人不走，怎么样啊？都要亲近师傅，师傅就是臭也不怕，还在这儿等着。那么这个秋刘谭马郝王孙， 这七个人呢在这等着，等等啊，这师傅这个病就好了啊，这个疮啊也都好了，又不臭了。
Only seven disciples stayed behind. They were Chou Chang Chun, Liu Chang Sheng, Tan Chang Jian, Ma Zhan Yang, or Ma Yu, Hao Taigu, Wang Yu Yang, and Sun Yuan Jian, Sun Bu Er. These seven people took care of their teacher, despite the horrible stench of his body. In a short while, the sores healed and his body no longer stank.
之后这个病就好了啊，这个疮啊也都好了，又不臭了，不臭了。就说告诉他们几个人呢，说我们要到南方去旅行呢。那时候啊，在这个山东的地方啊，到南边去旅行，带了七个徒弟。这七个徒弟呀、啊。轮流的出去化缘啊，化饭回来吃。所有的人呢化来的饭呢，这个王重阳都吃，就是这个邱长春他化来的东西这王重阳不吃啊，他出去化了很多馒头回来，一位供养师傅，这是师傅一定会欢喜，师傅平时啊欢喜吃馒头，那么拿来给师傅用一个盘子装到师傅这个地方呢啊，这个师傅发点脾气，把这个盘子拿着给撒到扬到那个山上啊，这个邱长春自己就慢慢的把这个馒头啊去捡回来那么慢慢的吃啊，也不发脾气。
Then, Wang Chongyang said to his disciples, "We are going to make a trip to the south." As they traveled south from Shandong province, the seven disciples took turns going out to seek alms. Wang Chongyang would partake of the alms food collected by every disciple except Chou Changchun. One time,Chou Changchun went for alms and obtained a lot of mantos, or steamed buns, and he came back eager to offer them to his teacher, whom he knew liked mantos. But when he offered a plate of mantos to his teacher angrily threw the plate to the ground. This did not upset Chou, who slowly picked up the mantos and then ate them himself.
Mama!晚间呢住在一个房里住这个人同师傅啊在一个房里住住啊怕师傅冷，那么晚间呢就烧起火来拢了一堆火来烤火这个王重阳啊大发脾气，用这个袍袖一扇，把这个火就都给扇灭，山西了就有烟出啊，这一烟呢一出烟呢，就把这个七个徒弟都给熏得咳嗽啊，熏得咳嗽了，都在里边不能打坐了，就跑到房子外边去打坐，那么到外边一用功就不冷了。
At night the disciples all slept in the same room with their teacher. One particularly chilly nightChou built a fire because he worried that his teacher would be cold. When his teacher saw this, he was furious and put out the fire with one flap of his sleeve. When the fire was extinguished, smoke filled the room, causing the seven disciples to cough and wheeze. Since they couldn't meditate inside, they moved outside. Once they started meditating,They were no longer cold.
怎么样子啊？第二天啊，说不去旅行去了，回去了。回来到这个马玉这个家里，又在这住啊。 马玉也修行了，他太太也修行了，所以自己都单住。单住有一天呢，这个师傅就跑到这个跑到这个孙元贞的房里去了，就对他说一些个不正经的话，就说你一个人呢、太孤独了，在这威力笼里啊，你怎么受得了啊？说一些个好像很不守规矩的话。那么这个孙元贞一听这话，就气得大发脾气啊！原来我以为你是个善知识，你原来是一个这么下流的一个人啊！这个太不守规矩了，我就跑出去了。逃出去，到她丈夫房里，就对她丈夫说：“哎呀，我们认错师傅了，这个师傅啊，不是个真是好师傅啊，那这回可上当了。”马玉说：“怎么个事情？”他说：“方才我在那修行用功打坐，这个师傅到那边去就引诱我啊，就和我说一些不正经的话。”又说我俩长得怎么漂亮啊，不应该一个人修行啊，应该找一个男人呢、怎么样的，这个讲得太难听了。马玉就笑了，说真的吗？
The next morning, Wang told his disciples, "We're going home." And so they returned to Ma Yu's home. Although Ma Yu and Sun Yuan Zhen were husband and wife, they lived in separate rooms,in order to make headway in their cultivation. One day, Wang Chongyang went into Sun Yuan Zhen's room and said to her, "You must be really lonely here. How can you bear it?" When she heard these words, she thought he was trying to seduce her, and so in a rage, she tore out of her room and went to complain to her husband. "Our teacher is a fraud. We've been fooled," she cried. "What happened?" asked Ma Yu. "I was meditating in my room," said the wife, "and that teacher came in and said some very improper things to me. He tried to seduce me, telling me how beautiful I was and saying I should find a man to cultivate with." Ma Yu smiled. "Really?"
那你不信，俺们今天到房里去看了。他就带着她丈夫到她房里去，一看房里什么也没有。孙元贞说：“当然了，我一跑出来，他怕我告诉你，他当然跑了嘛。这个还有什么可说的？”跟马玉说：“你方才到我这个房里，我方才从这个师傅的房里回来，他叫我回来，说你有人来找我，原来就是你来找我啊。”你我方才同师傅讲话呢，师傅怎么会到你房里去呢？这是不对的。孙元贞说：“你真糊涂这么你都不相信不相信也没法子啦。那么这个丈夫心里师傅他不相信，也说什么也丈夫也不听，也不相信就回去了。回去过了几天这回这个师傅又来了，还是和以前那么样讲话，还是那么样子不守规矩的样子这个眼睛这个也不守规矩啊，口也不守规矩啊，手也不守规矩这个身口意三界都不清净了。那么这样子呢，这孙元贞这回就说这什么，说师傅你坐一坐，等一等，我到一道厕所去我现在要出去一出去，那么到外边就把这个门在外边就给用一个木头就给顶上了，甚至在外边就给锁上了这一回看你往哪跑。又去跑的告诉他丈夫了他丈夫说你又来说师傅到你房里去了，是不是老师对你讲，我也是方才从师傅房里回来的，师傅说你又来找我来了。
If you don't believe me, I'll take you to my room. When they got to her room, it was empty. Well, he must have run out after I came to find you, Sun Yuan Zhen said. Ma Yu said, I was just talking with our teacher in his room when he told me to go back to my own room because someone was looking for me. And as soon as I got to my room, there you were. How could our teacher have been in your room when I was talking with him? Sun Yuanzhen said, You must be confused. How can you not believe me? Seeing that there was no way to convince her husband, she returned to her own room. A few days later, Wang Chongyang appeared again in her room and spoke and acted very lewdly, as before. This time, Sun Yuanzhen made up an excuse to leave the room, closed the door, and locked it from the outside, making sure her teacher could not escape. When she reached her husband's room, Ma Yu said, Oh, I bet you're going to tell me our teacher went to your room again, right? Well, I was just talking with him in his room, and again he told me you were looking for me.
找不着你现在去看看了、啊、马玉就同他去啊，但是外边顶门的棍子拿开了把锁也打开了到里边一看还什么也没有这回这个孙元真知道自己是错了啊，这个师父啊是个不可思议的境界来试验他来这个孙元真明白他师父啊是身外有身有一些有化身那么对于这个王重阳呢就深信不疑了那么有一天呢他就到他师父王重阳的房里去请求啊他怎么样修行王重阳就告诉他说是这个修行啊要有胜处就是啊有一个有灵感的地方在河南洛阳啊应该出一个真仙真正的神仙你能不能到那种去修行孙元真说可以的
I don't care what you say said Sun Yuanzhen just go take a look in my room but when they unbolted the door the room was empty at that point Sun Yuanzhen knew she had made a mistake she realized that her teacher's state was inconceivable and that he had manifested a transformation body to test her. Thereupon, she came to have deep faith in her teacher. One day, she went before Wang Chongyang and requested to be taught how to cultivate. Wang Chongyang told her, a cultivator must find a place with sublime energy to practice. Now there is such an efficacious place in Luoyang, Henan province. It's said that someone will achieve immortality there. Do you think you can go there to cultivate? Yes, I can, replied Sun.
王重阳说你自己可以了，你认为你可以，我认为你不可以，因为你生得太漂亮了。你在这一路上啊有几百里路你得走路啊一定会遇到这个不正当的人那么这时候你怎么办孙元真说呢师父你不要担心我有办法他就回到他房里去了到厨房啊把锅洗干净了倒上一些个油就把那个油烧滚了烧滚了这个油烧滚了他就用一些个水呀、啊、就倒到这个油里这个油啊就爆出很多的油点子他 他把他的面呢，把他的脸呢，往油锅接近油锅，那么虽然没有放到油里头，但是在这个油上边呢，这油点子崩到他面上呢，把面呢就都烫出很多的泡，很多的泡。这样子他回去见他师父说，现在我这样去可不可以啊？他师父说啊，你真是啊出乎其类把握其罪的人了，可以的，你现在这样去那是绝对没有问题了。
王重阳 said, You think you can, but I don't think so. You're too pretty. What if you're molested by vagrants on the road?Don't worry, said Sun Yuanzhen. I can do something about that. She went into the kitchen and started to heat a big pot of oil. When the oil was boiling, she drew her face very close to the pot and poured some water into the oil. Immediately the oil splattered like sparks, scorching her entire face until it was covered with large blisters.Then she went before her teacher and asked, Can I go now? Wang Chongyang said, Remarkable. The way you look now, you won't have any trouble. And so she went to Henan.
那么这个孙元真呢，从此改名字叫孙博尔，博尔，就修这个博尔法门，也不修第二条路了。就是专一其心来修这个他师父教他的法，那么就到河南呢洛阳，在一个破窑里头烧砖烧瓦的地方啊，他在那个地方住，一住住了12年，修成了。
孙元简 later changed her name to 孙不二 or not two.She cultivated the non-dual Dharma door. That is, she concentrated single-mindedly on cultivating the Dharma door that her teacher had taught her. When she reached Luoyang, she found an abandoned kiln, a place where bricks and tiles are fired, lived in it for 12 years, and realized the fruition.
那么这时候呢，师父在马玉的家里啊又生病了，生病了病得很厉害，说话呀也颠颠倒倒的，也就好像发神经病似的那么有一天对他这个六个徒弟就说了，说是啊，我现在要开斋了，不吃斋了你们去给我买几斤肉回来，我要吃。咱们这个徒弟孝顺师父，师父开斋虽然不愿意也就那么去买肉咯，去买肉，把肉买回来了。王重阳说，今天先不吃，你把它给我挂到我房里头把这个肉啊就挂到房里了，挂到房里天气热这个肉都坏了，肉都生蛆下炸这很多的虫子都生出来了，那千千万万的那个虫在这个肉上钻进去钻出来钻出来又钻进去，这么样子好像游泳似的，好像在这个肉里头游泳游水的一样四五运，那么这样子呢这个臭味也就这个全不单这个一个房里臭啊，这个整个这个家里都臭了，臭了。这一天给王重阳坐起来了，叫他们叫他六个徒弟说，你们大家也都来开斋好了，我这个肉啊我一个人吃不了，你们谁大家来帮着我吃，谁愿意吃就拿着吃，就这么吃。
Meanwhile, Wang Chongyang was still staying at Ma Yu's home. He became gravely ill again and started to behave as if demented. One day he said to his 6 disciples, "I'm going to break my vegetarian diet. Go and buy me a few pounds of meat." Although they didn't really want to, they couldn't disobey their teacher. And so they bought some meat and brought it to their teacher. Wang Chongyang had them hang it on a rack in his room. In the hot weather, the meat soon rotted. Countless numbers of maggots started crawling in and out of the meat. The stench pervaded the entire house. Some days later, Wang Chongyang called his 6 disciples and said, "I can't finish all this meat by myself. Today I invite you to break your vegetarian diet and eat some of it. Whoever wants to can take some, but you have to eat it raw."
叫这个6个弟子吃，那5个吃也都不吃，不但不吃，眼睛都不睁，闭着眼睛装老修行。 这个修长春，上去把这个肉我就拿了一半，就吃。一吃这个，哎呀，难怪师傅叫他是生区下闸臭的这样，这真比什么都好吃，从来就没有吃过这么好吃的东西。那么很快就吃完了，吃完了，他还想把那块也拿来吃。 王重阳说：“你不要拿喽，你这个要留着给我吃喽。那一个天仙状元，你占被你抢去已经够了，不要再吃了。”那么，邱长春还没吃够，这5个弟子呢，始终也不知道是那么好吃。那么以后，王重阳把那一份自己吃了。 吃了之后，没有多久就死了。这个师傅就死了。5
of the disciples refused to have anything to do with it. Only Cho Changchun dared to try. He tore off a piece of meat, put it into his mouth, and started to chew it. The more he chewed, the more delicious it tasted. Pretty soon he finished the entire piece. When he was about to take another piece, Wang Chongyang said, "Don't be greedy. You should save the other half for me. You've already snatched away the position of number one immortal. That's enough. Don't down the whole thing." Meanwhile, the other 5 disciples had no idea of how delicious the meat was. Wang Chongyang finished the last piece of meat, and not long afterwards he died.
这个师傅就死了，死了，这个弟子就把他装到棺材里了，向他家里送，他在山东啊，向山西送，很奇怪的，这个棺材也很轻很轻的，不重。 他们两个人就抬动了，所以啊，时时都可以换。到吃饭的时候呢，就有人给预备把饭都给预备好了，他们就吃，也不用费神，也不要念这个吃饭的咒，就来了这个饭。 每一天都是到吃饭的时候就有饭来，但吃几餐就有几餐来。邱长春就奇怪，怎么到吃饭的时候就有人给送饭？什么道理？这一天呢，离山西大约100多里路了，离这个王重阳的家，他就对他几个师兄说，打网语了，说师兄，我肚子疼了。
肚子痛了，我要前面找个地方大便去。他几个师兄说好啊，他就往前面走。 His disciples placed his body in a coffin and set out for his hometown in Shanxi for the burial. Strangely enough, the coffin was very light and could be lifted by only two people. The disciples took turns carrying the coffin in pairs. When it was mealtime, people mysteriously came and made offerings of food to them. Whenever it was time to eat, the food just came. Cho Chang-shun was curious to know why people were bringing them food like this. When they were about 30 miles from their destination, he told the other five, "I've got a terrible stomach ache. I'm going to walk ahead to find a place to relieve myself."
他师父穿着黄袍，这个正在呢向一个家庭里的化缘的，说是啊，我后边有几个人抬着一个棺材，他们没吃饭呢，你们发慈悲心，供养供养他们，解解缘，那么你们以后就什么事情都好，吉祥如意，能以一顺百顺，怎么样的说的呢？ 这个邱唐春一看他师父在那给他们化缘，啊，就高兴得不得了，啊，说师父原来你没有死，上去再跪倒就抱着师父这个腿呀，就不松开，啊，说师父啊，你真把我们骗苦喽，我们以为你死了，原来你还没有死，啊，这么样子，这么抱着师父腿就不放手了。
He walked into the village up ahead. He caught sight of a yellow-robed figure who was none other than his teacher. His teacher was seeking alms from a family, saying, "Behind me are some people carrying a coffin. They haven't had anything to eat. Please be compassionate and make offerings to them. If you tie up affinities with them, everything will turn out well for you. Everything will be lucky and as you wish." Overjoyed, Cho Chang-shun ran up to him, knelt and hugged him by the knees. "So you didn't die after all, teacher. You really had us fooled. We were so miserable thinking you were dead."
不放手，这师父说你这个孽障啊，你呀，净用你的聪明啊，你有聪明，你不把聪明收起来，你竟聪明外露啊。 你现在不要紧呢，你又要多三年练魔的功夫，啊，你又要多受苦受三年，然后才能成道业，就因为你净用你这个小聪明，因为他们的几个徒弟里头啊，最聪明就是这个邱长春，啊，他什么事情呢，人家不告诉他，他就明白了，啊，也懂得他师父的意思。 他师父虽然不吃他的馒头，他知道他师父这是试验他，一切一切他都明白，不论师父怎么样，发脾气啊，他也忍受着，也忍耐。怎么这么样子啊？他这回抱住师父了，以后这回师父可跑不了了。想不到师父说完这几句话，就没有了。 从此再没有人给送饭了，那么以后这100多里路啊，竟是这个要很麻烦的了，那么为吃饭的问题很麻烦。His
teacher scolded him. "You rascal, you're too smart for your own good. You don't know how to conceal your intelligence. Since you keep showing off how smart you are, you're going to have to undergo 3 extra years of difficult tests. You have to suffer 3 more years before you can accomplish the way. That's what you get for using your petty intelligence." Cho Chang-shun was the most intelligent among the disciples. He understood things without having to be taught. He understood his teacher's intent. For example, when his teacher refused to eat the mantos, he knew it was a test. No matter how severely his teacher berated him, he bore it patiently. This time, he thought he'd caught up with his teacher for good, but after his teacher finished speaking, he vanished in thin air. From that point on, there were no more offerings of food, and the disciples had a difficult time on the last 30 miles of the journey.
住了几天，大家就都分散开了，有的两个在一起的，有的就一个人呢，单单的去参访。 这个郝太谷就到华山去做洞，做这个石头洞。 做一个洞呢，就有一个老修行来了，来了就和他化缘，化什么呢？就化这个洞，化他造这个石头洞，说你会造洞，你把这个洞啊布施给我喽，你再另做一个喽，郝太谷，一想这个修道的人是慈悲为本，方便为门。 要利益其他的人呢，好了，说那就你住喽。一打一个洞，就来一个人和他化缘；打一个洞，就来一个老道和他化缘。一造啊，他因为是个石匠，造了72个洞。
After they delivered the coffin to their teacher's home, they stayed there for a few days, and then each went his own way. Some went in pairs, others traveled alone. Hao Taigu went to Hua Shan, or Flower Mountain, and started to hollow out a cave in the mountainside. When he was done, an old cultivator passed by and said, "Since you know how to make caves, could you give this cave to me and make another one for yourself?" Hao Taigu reasoned that as a cultivator, he should base himself in compassion and use expedient means to benefit others. So he said, "Fine, you can have this cave to live in." And he started to make another cave. But each time he finished a cave, someone would come along and ask him for it. This went on until he had hollowed out 72 caves, as he was a stonemason by trade, and 72 people had asked him for them.
Ah, 想办法了，说我在这个人能到的地方打洞，这个洞都被人给化缘化去了。哎，我到那个最高的地方造一个洞，就是人到不了呢，在那儿就可以常住了，没有人和我化缘了。于是乎，他到这个山上，这华山最高的，这华山就是在中国五药啊，它是西药。 西药华山，这个山上的竹子很多，这个谢冰莹到过华山，他到过那个地方，究竟看见这郝太谷那么多的洞，看见没看见不知道，他又到一个最高的地方造了一个洞，这回可没有人来和他化缘了，没有人来要这个洞了。 因为上下很困难的 没有旁人给他和他化缘呢，可是另外来一个人呢，要拜他做师傅，他收了一个老实徒弟，这个徒弟也最老实啊，就帮和他修道。
He thought to himself, Every time I make a cave, someone asks for it. I should find a very high place where no one else can go. Then I can make my own cave there and no one will come and bother me. He went up to the highest peak of Huashan. Huashan is one of the five famous mountains in China. It is in the west and has a lot of bamboo. One of my disciples has been there, but I don't know if she saw all the caves that Hao Taigu built. Anyway, he built his cave in that inaccessible place and no one asked him for it. But one day, someone showed up and asked to become his disciple. He accepted the disciple and they cultivated together.
他上这个山呢，要拿一个这个在那个上边呢挂着一个铁锁锁链子。那么这个上山下山要抓着这个锁链子往上上，所以普通人没有法子到的那个地方，没有法子到得了。他在这儿修行，这个老师徒弟就跟着他服侍他，来给他做一点工作。有一天他就下去了，下去了，这个老师徒弟你说怎么样，就不老实了。等他下了一半的时候，这个老师徒弟在上边把那个锁链子拿这个弄断了，就把他跌到下面去了，把这个师傅跌的万丈悬崖里头去这个老师徒弟以为这个师傅一定跌死了，这师傅所有的财产这回都是他的了，就这个把师傅所有的东西啊，值钱的和不值钱的东西都给收拾到一起，背着就要下山了。他以为他师傅一定会跌死了，等着下山呢想法子下山，看见师傅从那边来了，就回来了。
In order to go up and down the mountain, Hao Taigu would scale the side of the cliff holding on to a metal chain. That's why no one else could reach the place. One day, Hao Taigu went down the mountain. At that point, his honest disciple became naughty. When his teacher was halfway down the cliffside, he unfastened the chain, and his teacher fell all the way to the bottom. Thinking that his teacher was surely dead, he packed all the teacher's belongings and was about to descend the mountain when his teacher came up from the other side.
师父问他说，你到什么地方去呀？他说，师父，你跌到山下去了，我以为你永远都不能回来，我一个人在这也不行了，那么所以我不就要走了。好太古说不要走，还回去，我们还在一起修行。这个徒弟说，怎么这个师父摔不死那么回来啊，又和这个师父在一起修行。这个修行以后啊，他把这个老师徒弟也度得不那么老实了，然后啊，两个人都修行成了。这是这个好太古。
Where are you going? His teacher asked. Oh, teacher, gasped the disciple in surprise. I thought you had died from that fall. I was getting ready to leave because I can't stay here all by myself.Don't go, said Hao Taigu. You can still come back and cultivate with me. The disciple wondered how his teacher could still be alive after such a fall. But he returned and cultivated with his teacher, and eventually they both attained the fruition.
那么这个秋长春呢，这个刘长生，先讲这个刘长生。这个刘长生啊，你说他修行到什么地方修行去呢？啊，他到这个妓女的地方去。妓女啊，就是在无论中国外国以前呢，都有这个卖淫的这个女人，单单住这么一条街，单单在这一条街上住啊，在一起住。那么这么样子呢，他就到这个妓女这一条街去修行啊。这妓女就是不守规矩的女人，可是啊，他就到这个不守规矩的女人呢这地方来修道。这一修道啊，这个妓女每一天呢，每一个人呢，就给他用一朵花戴到这个道士的帽子上。